the Sabbath. Do you recognize the Sabbath as a day set aside for Father? No matter if you celebrate it from Friday sundown to Saturday sundown or on Sunday, the command is the same. The fourth commandment states, remember the day, Shabbat, to set it apart for God. Exodus 20, verse 8. It seems to me that most people, if they give Father a day at all, only give a small portion, the time it takes to get to church and back home. Today will be a challenge because most of our churches are closed. Usually, whenever a disaster strikes, the churches are suddenly filled to capacity as people seek help from the one who is never helpless. Let us keep paying attention to one another in order to spur each other on to love and good deeds, not neglecting our own congregational meetings. Hebrews 10, verses 24 and 25. This is our instruction. But the CDC tells us we are not allowed to congregate. As a result, many churches are going to live stream their service. Do you plan to attend in this fashion? If so, how will you spend the rest of your day? If you hold back your foot on Shabbat from pursuing your own interests on my holy day, if you call Shabbat a delight, Adonai's holy day worth honoring, then honor it by not doing your usual things or pursuing your interests or speaking about them. Isaiah 58:13. That's a tough challenge. We are fortunate to have ways of staying in touch from a distance. It isn't the same as greeting someone with a hug or a holy kiss, but we can make it work if we try. I am fortunate to belong to a small church where we plan to do an online interactive service. Large churches don't have that option right now, but it's still important to tune in. If your service is not interactive, no one will know if you don't attend. No one but you, the other people in your home, and Father. The Sabbath is still His day. Remember that before you make your own plans. If you do, you will find delight in Adonai. Isaiah 58:14. We, as a people, may be in isolation, but Father is not bound by our rules and will never isolate from us. Praise God.